Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome back to the Ole Miss Pregame Show. Our exclusive pregame interview with Rebels head coach Lane Kiffin is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Tackle game day with a great taste of Coke Zero Sugar.
And we are back here in Oklahoma getting ready for the Rebels and the Sooners. We do have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. Boy, a huge matchup again here today.
Yeah, it really is. Elite top 10 team on the road again. So we're going to have to play really well in some interesting conditions.
A lot of talk about their defense. We even talked about it on the coaches show this week. Very deep, very aggressive defense.
Yeah, very deep up front, as you mentioned, and veteran group that's played with this coach, and they do a really good job. I mean, they're playing better than anybody in the country.
Well, Coach, they've got some elite pass rushers, but Thomas, not a big guy, but very quick and obviously gets around the edge. The tackles will certainly have their hands full today.
Yeah, those are the hardest ones to deal with. I'd rather them be big. You know, it's when they're small and quick like this and elite rushers that change the game. And it's why those guys make a lot of money at that spot, because they close out games. And so we're going to have to do really well. Maybe the rain is in our favor in that way, because it's a little harder to get off on the ball in this.
Well, I've been asked many times this week, and I'll ask you, what side of the ball has the advantage in a day like this when the track is slow and messy? I've always said the offense does, because those receivers know where they're going. What is your thoughts on that?
I think it all depends on when it stops. I think if it stops, then you are correct, because the ground's wet, but the ball's not so wet. If it keeps going, then that's a little defensive advantage because the ball's wet.
Some of the things you worked on this past week to get ready for this Oklahoma team. Coming out of the George game, we had trouble stopping them. They had trouble stopping us.
Yeah, you know, just playing more sound. We screwed up too many coverages and calls on defense, and they did a great job, but we also gave them a lot of free plays.
First trip ever to Oklahoma, so we're looking forward to going after what's been a storied program for years.
Yeah, it sure is. They put all the national championship pictures and All-American players when you walk in the locker room to remind you of it.
But you can cover them up, right?
I don't know. It's a little bit late.
Hey, wish you the best.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thanks.
Coach Lane Kiffin, the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, visiting us here on the edge of the field. We didn't go out in the rain. We look forward to the Rebs and the Sooners coming up. Harry, we did make a pretty good point with him about the weather. It's going to be an issue, looks like, as even if it stops at kickoff, you know, the field is a mess.
Well, we're out here on the prairie, David, out here in Midwest country, and there's no hills out here. It's all flat. It's been raining all evening, and the field, and even getting to the field is a mess, but the field itself is very soft and not going to be that fast. So, you know, the team that has a good footing, could be a lot of turnovers in today's game because it's going to be wet. So we'll see what team comes out on top of the turnover battle.
Ole Miss and Oklahoma coming up. That wraps up our visit with Coach Lane Kiffin. We'll throw it back to our pregame guys, Brett Norsworth and Gary Darby, and we come back on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
At Kroger, you never compromise. You get high quality and low prices. Like, you never compromise your meal with our spring salad mix, guaranteed fresh. And you never compromise your budget with low prices in every aisle. And you never compromise your appetite with our golden brown bread that's baked fresh in store. And you never compromise your wallet with our low prices. Kroger shoppers never compromise. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Farming is probably the most natural thing for a person to do. It taught me how to take pride in my work, how to put something ahead of myself. Whether it was getting up early to feed the livestock or working late to bring in the harvest, farming taught me to give it my best, no matter the job. My name is Tanner. I'm a farmer. I work for Case IH.
Case IH, built by farmers.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it!
The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
This is Jack Hoffman.
For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pork beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
By NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Garrett Harvey, Brett Norsworthy, and our Guarantee Bank pregame show. We'll continue our discussion with David Kellum and Harry Harrison. The Gaylord family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. It's called Oklahoma's Palace on the Prairie at Turn 100 on October the 17th. It began as a football stadium / student union. David Kellum has kind of changed since 1925.
Yeah, I would think a little bit, but stadium's pretty old now. That's for sure. We've been around it, and, of course, a lot of success here through the years for the University of Oklahoma, and just a storied program. We're looking forward to seeing what we can do with them. But the Sooners have won their last 87 games and holding opponents to under 21 points. A lot of those games have taken place right here, and, you know, they've been known for great defenses through the years, and this is a really solid team, and they've got a defense, as we'll talk about a little bit later, that may be one of their best all time that we've got to deal with here. Hopefully the rain will stop. Right now, Gary, it's nasty, and you, Brett, been talking about it, but it's just, misty, yucky. The field, not in great shape. I don't know if it's a drainage issue or it's just because it's taking some water, but nonetheless, it'll be a fun matchup between the two.
And, Harry, it feels like it's a classic matchup of prolific offense against the nation's best defense.
Well, that's what people have been taught. All the talking heads this week seem to think that that's the matchup. But, the Rebels obviously did not stop anyone last week, stats, and I just think this defense has got to get off the mat. I think they had a closed-door meeting this week before one of the practices, and they did not play well. A lot of busted coverages in the secondary. Linebackers were out of place. Georgia just did really good scheme. They came in the game, but they just did what they wanted to. I think the key today is this Ole Miss defense has got to stand up and get things done up front.
We got to see the Oklahoma punter. We got to make him play football.
Exactly. And of course, John Mateer was a preseason, Heisman guy they were talking about, then broke his hand, and don't know if he's 100%. He's been playing now for 2 or 3 weeks after that surgery. So, if he gets hit, you never know what happens there. But this defense has got to play much better today.
Kewan Lacy, too, I think is a real key today for us. Currently third in missed tackles across the country. Cam Cook of Jacksonville State's first. Ahmad Hardy of Missouri is second. No wonder Kewan left.
All's well that ends well for everybody.
That's when the portal works,
really,
to be honest with you.
Ahmad Hardy's from Mississippi.
Right.
Go figure.
But Kewan, I just think that we've got to have a running game against this team. That their defense is downhill. It's aggressive. And Lane even called it kind of a offensive mentality out of their defense. So I think we got to get some running game going, and it starts with Kewan Lacy.
It all goes back to sixth grade for me. Harry, I couldn't help but look at your notes. And I've been cheating a little bit looking at your notes, and I know the run's big to you. I won't give away all your keys, but I can't help but look on the other guy's paper.
Well, we got to establish a run, because these guys want to tee off. You start throwing it 50, 60 times a game.
They got a prayer.
They want to tee off, and you're asking too much. But the key for this Ole Miss offense is going to be up front. We got to win that battle. I like our offensive line. I think Garrison's finally put together the five guys that, and they just about played the entire, season together. Delano Townsend came in second half of the Kentucky game.
Yeah.
Kind of, I thought, really put that group back to where they should have been. And since then, they've just gotten better and better. And that's what it's going to do. They're going to have to win the day up front, those guys, and make sure that they take care of starting with the run game, but also protecting Trinidad Chambliss or Austin Simmons, who's ever in the quarterback.
From August camp, offensive line, pleasant surprise, guys?
God. I thought they had a chance watching them, in camp, but they've gotten better and better. And it's just good to have two veteran tackles back, Stats. That's where it all starts outside. Three guys inside are all new. Of course, Bryson Sanders is a guy we signed 4 years ago, whenever it was, and then we brought two portal guys in. Kudus and Townsend, and they're both playing really well. So you add those two veteran tackles on the outside, and that's a good mix.
And the right side with Kudus and Williams missed the camp, you know, pretty much. They were held out the entire camp. And so we play the first game, and, you know, they have some misses, and they just weren't totally ready at that point. But I think now they're up to speed as well.
So, David, what are you saying? Practice is overrated?
Practice is not overrated.
No.
Practice is super
coaching
important.
Coaching matters and practice matters. And,
yeah.
And, David, did you notice Harry with Coach Kiffin? He was talking defense, being the All-American defensive player, and Coach Kiffin was talking offense and blocking those edge rushers. You notice that?
Yeah. He said, I hate the little ones.
Yeah.
They're too fast.
You know, Thomas, obviously.
But dealing with this defense is going to be one of the keys for sure, obviously, and Harry talked more about that a little bit later, but it's a really aggressive defense.
Well, it is, and I think what's going to happen is our quarterback's got to get the ball out of his hands quickly. You can't sit back there. They're not going to let you sit back there all day and survey all of it. So you got to find that hot receiver. They run a lot of man coverage, but last week we were able to find those receivers out because Georgia was giving us a lot of cushion outside, and none bigger than the 75-yard gallop that Zon Stribling did in the second play of the second half. I don't know that we're going to get those type of opportunities, but we got to get the ball out where they all of a sudden that blitz, they got to start backing up. Get them back on their heels, then we'll be able to get the ball down the field.
To find the hot receiver, is that at the line of scrimmage or is that – called pre-snap?
It's probably going to be coming from up here in the press box in the ear of the quarterback. If you'll notice, the Rebels, a lot of times, once they get to that 15-second mark, they're going to change the formation. You know, they're going to flip-flop the tight end, maybe a receiver over to the other side. Back will flip-flop in the backfield. Kiffin does a great job of formation setting up the play to take the advantage of the defense.
And, you know, Gary, I think we're looking at Daquan Wright, too, if you want us to kind of point to something. That receiver that Harry's talking about may be Daquan again.
Yes.
Although, you know, he's third in the nation of FBS tight ends. Guess who's number one? Former Rebel Michael Trigg, who's at Baylor. He's got 32 catches, 495 yards, and 4 TDs. And then Dorian Thomas of New Mexico is second. And Daquan has got 19 catches. And the other two are over 30, but he's got 393 yards. So he's had some big plays, 3 TDs. But I'm not so sure, Gary, that we may not see him in shorter routes here this week, too.
I think you're probably right because he's averaging over 20.7 yards per catch. But you've got Stribling with 20 catches, Wallace with 21, and Deuce Alexander with 22. So it has been evenly distributed so far. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, what I was going to say is Daquan Wright is yak yards. I mean, you can throw him in, but you can also throw the rest of the receivers and Kawan Lacy in. The Rebels are really in the top echelon of the country in yak yards. Even last week, we had like close to 200 yak yards in the game. And people are saying, what the heck is a yak yard? Well, that means once you catch the ball or once you run the ball, you're making people miss upon contact.
So. Well, then you got Trinidad that does that. You got Lacy that does that. You got receivers that do that. So we get a lot of missed tackles. Hopefully against this defense, they'll whiff a little bit.
The quarterback run's going to be big today, David, because that gives you a plus one in the backfield, and they can't always account for that.
And that's effort. That's wanting.
That's correct.
Only two games between these two, played last year and then brought in the year 2000 in Shreveport. What a party I had there at that particular point in time, bringing in 2000.
Yeah, last college game of the year and all that. We thought Y2K was going to end it. We really thought we were going to check out and the world's coming to an end and we will have played the last college football game ever, but didn't work out. We checked back in.
I think Y2K was another spoof the government put on us.
Yeah, they did.
We bet.
All right, fellas. Good job. Appreciate it.
Great job. Great job.
David Kellum and Harry Harrison will be on the call of the game with John Darnell. He's going to join us in the next segment, Field Level, and I'll tell you, Gentile's the apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. You can check out the new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now. It's gentileapparel.com, or if you're in Oxford, go to the square and visit Landry's. Gentile Apparel, proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. We'll be back. It's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
There's team pride, and then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hottie toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dos Equis. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dos Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
In life and in business, one thing is certain: change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
T-Bank pregame show rolls along. I need to tell you about the University of Mississippi Medical Center. They're part of this as well by bringing education, research, and healthcare to Mississippi and statewide. UMMC is all for your health. All for us on the sidelines right now is the other piece to this puzzle, Mr. John Darnell. I hope you've got, you know, something ready to battle elements for a little bit at least. Talk to us since you are on the field right now. What's the situation?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I got enough rain gear. But good morning, guys. It's
good morning, John.
Early game, but steady mist of rain all morning long. And, you know, the field is wet. It's cut down pretty low, though. It looks like the footing is good. You know, today's a day where you count on your managers to be really good. Keep the balls dry and keep them in and out and keep them fresh. And, you know, they got to play in it, too. So, yeah, hopefully the rain will get out of here, but the field is kind of grinding it up now out here, the players in warm-ups. So we'll see how well it holds up during the game.
And John, the cleat length today, it matters, especially for the bigger players, for the skill players like you played. Even with this track, you didn't want long cleats, did you?
Back then you only got one pair, Brett, so you had to pretty much do what you had. But now the equipment staff here is so good, and I'm sure they're going to make the adjustments as they need them. And I guess it's everybody, whatever they prefer. I mean, some people prefer, you know, longer, shorter, and conditions like this. But you know, they got to play in it too. And hopefully, this rain will get out of here, and we can have a dry most of the game.
John, did you like wet ball practice and wet ball games?
You know, I think the managers always did a really good job of keeping it dry. So. You know, I think the wind was more of a deal playing quarterback, and there's no wind here today. It's pretty still, but as long as they keep the balls dry, and you know, you got a good center, keeps his hands dry, and I think everything will be fine.
I'm going to go back with you to last week. Trinidad Chambliss, we gave as our player spotlight way early in this show, and we talked about his play through three quarters, and then we know what happened in the fourth quarter of Athens. Can you kind of take us through Trinidad in that, and what does it mean, if anything, now that he's visiting Norman, Oklahoma?
Well, you know, that was his first real road start.
Rates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Trey Willis, left tackle. Marshall Jones, wide receiver.
Alex Philbin, running back.
Hi, I'm Tim from C Spire. Am I in the right place?
It always pays to have the right players on your team. That's why C Spire gives you fiber-fast home internet, nationwide 5G wireless, and best-in-class business solutions, all backed by local 24/7 support. C-Spire, customer inspired.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at loganfarms.com.
At Methodist Rehabilitation Center, our method is compassion.
I felt supported through my entire physical recovery.
Our method is determination.
After my stroke, they were with me through every step.
Our method is expertise.
We serve patients from all 82 Mississippi counties with personalized care.
For 50 years, our method has been to celebrate every step of your physical or neurological recovery. Choose the proven method at MethodistOnline.org.
Number 8, Ole Miss, 6-1 overall, 3-1 in the SEC, 13th-ranked Oklahoma, also 6-1 overall, 2-1 in the conference. We're in our closing minutes of our Guarantee Bank pregame show. I need to tell you about Mississippi Baptist Medical Center. Number 1 hospital in Jackson, Mississippi, the number 1 hospital in Mississippi, is voted on by the U.S. News & World Report for the 7th year in a row. You want more information? BaptistOnline.org/MBMC. Final thoughts coming up next. It's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
It's 6:30 and the branch is closed.
Yep.
And you couldn't find your debit card.
Nope.
But you're going to get cash.
Yep. Cadence Bank Live Teller has extended hours, and I can get cash from my account with my driver's license.
My bank can't do that.
Nope.
With over 300 live teller locations with extended hours, there's opportunity here. Find a live teller near you at cadencebank.com/live teller. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, home of the Rebels, where over 64,000 voices rise to a crescendo, helping turn big plays into Mississippi mayhem. Ford trucks have an iconic tradition too, like Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 48 years straight. Drive F-150, official truck of the Rebels, only at your Mississippi Ford dealer, based on 1977 and 2024 total sales.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
For one final time, I'm Gary Darby. Brett Norsworthy with us on this Guarantee Bank pregame show. Brett, we've taken an hour and a half. I have no more ideas. I have no more thoughts. Do you, before we turn it over to David, Harry, and John?
I do. I want to get really physical from the offensive side with Kwon Lacy running, and then just good, tough football with John Mateer. When he handles the ball, he's got to know the Ole Miss defense is there, ready for him.
We'll wait for you in the postgame show. Good job, sir.
You got it.
At the University of Mississippi, we're transforming lives every day by championing discovery, cultivating opportunity, and engaging positively with the community around us. You can learn more at olemiss.edu. David, Harry, and John are next. We'll continue to count you down to kickoff. This has been the Guaranty Bank pregame show. It's Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Hey, Rebels fans, welcome to Duke's Mayo Country, where our bold mayo has been winning over fans since 1917, where everyone's welcome, whether you're tailgating or watching from home, so cheer on the red and navy as loud as you want, because as a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics, we'll be cheering along with all the Rebels fans in Duke's Country. Find Duke's Mayo at a store near you or visit dukescountry.com to learn more.
At Kroger, you never compromise. You get high quality and low prices. Like you never compromise your meal with our spring salad mix, guaranteed fresh. And you never compromise your budget with low prices in every aisle. And you never compromise your appetite with our golden brown bread that's baked fresh in store. And you never compromise your wallet with our low prices. Kroger shoppers never compromise. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss.
Yeah, we got it! Yeah, we
got it! The two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Family owned and operated, the Payne Companies of Hattiesburg is a management company developing and investing in a wide variety of businesses like home health, hospice and private duty companies, senior living communities, real estate, pharmacies and hotels and resorts. The Payne Companies is also known for its philanthropic efforts, raising money and supporting a wide variety of community initiatives. To find out how the Payne Companies can serve you or your organization, visit our website at payneco.com or call 601-582-6031.
In life and in business, one thing is certain: change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
It's all that matters.
This is Ole Miss Football.
Brady for the goal line. Did he break it? Touchdown! Oh, yeah. Gobbled up, and the Rebels get it.
Wide open.
And the Rebels are in this.
One snap at a time.
Intercepted by the Rebels.
Keep the throttle on.
We run.
We didn't come here to be good. We came here to be great.
This is Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Guaranty Bank on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Countdown to Kickoff is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. Brought to you by Regions, official bank of the SEC. And by Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dos. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Now, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Kellum.
And welcome back to Norman, Oklahoma. The Rebels and the Sooners, both 6-1 overall. Ole Miss 3-1 in the SEC. Oklahoma 2-1 in the league. The Rebs come in ranked 8th in both polls. And Oklahoma's ranked as high as 11 in the coaches' poll. We're looking forward to it with the Gaylord family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Third meeting all times. We talked about in the pregame show, the first here in Norman. Ole Miss leads the series 2-0 with wins at Oxford in 24 and in 99 in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport. Won that one 27-25, a thriller. Last year was 26-14 victory in Oxford. Lane Kiffin in sixth season, fastest coach ever at Ole Miss to get to 50 wins. And the head coach for the Sooners is Brent Venables, fourth year of the Sooners, 28-18. 10-year stint as the defense coordinator at Clemson. He is 0-1 with the game last year against Ole Miss. Coach Lane Kiffin, in fact, is 1-1 all-time against Oklahoma with a win at Ole Miss, of course, last year, and a loss in Norman when he was with Florida Atlantic in 2018. We're in our countdown to kickoff portion of our pregame. We're looking forward to bringing some information on it, as we will have coming up here in a moment. Look at the starting lineups. We'll also check out some of the injury issues, if there's very many going on. We hope not many. And also we'll be getting the keys from Harry here in a minute as well. Then the coin toss and get things underway. We'll crank up Countdown to Kickoff shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Inspired by the moments that matter. The last-second touchdowns. The rivals outranked. The play fakes that surprised everyone. Especially the other guy's defense. At C Spire, we connect you with all of it, on and off the field. With nationwide 5G wireless, fiber home internet, and business IT solutions. Because we're not just in your town, we're on your team. C Spire, customer inspired.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check Kirk Herbstreit's pregame analysis first, before talking to your brother-in-law.
In this game, the key thing to watch will be the offensive line versus the front seven. If they can get pressure without blitzing, this could be a long night.
Okay, Kirk.
I know stuff.
Ooh, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy pour beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in to experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by our friends at Guarantee Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss, whether you're on campus or in the stands. Guarantee Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guarantee Bank today. And Heidi Tidy, and right now we're looking at 25 minutes and 42 seconds away from the kickoff. It's 60 degrees, cloudy, misty rain falling at the moment. As we look at the starting lineups, first of all, for the defense of the Oklahoma Sooners, Todd Bates and Jay Belay are the co-defensive coordinators. They lead the nation in six categories, including total yards per game and quarterback sacks with four per game. They allowed only 66 points total through seven games and just 213 yards per game. They piled up 11 or more tackles for losses in five straight games, and that's the best double-digit streak for Oklahoma since 1976. They've been holding opposing offenses only 2.5 yards per rush. They played well. Possibly best defensive line in the nation at nose tackle 52. Dominic Williams, a senior from Torrance, California, transferred from TCU, leads him with three quarterback hurries. A defensive tackle, a sophomore from Dell City, Oklahoma, five-star out of high school, zero, David Stone. Stone is also tied to the lead in quarterback hurries with three. Defensive end number 32, R. Mason Thomas, a senior from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 7.5 TFLs, is second on the team, leads them with 5.5 sacks. Coming into the game against Ole Miss last year in Oxford, Thomas was third in the SEC and 10th nationally with six quarterback sacks. Five of his six were in the fourth quarter, and he can really go. That's one of the edge players that Harry and Coach talked about earlier. Number 97, Marvin Jones, a senior from Sunrise, Florida, transfer from Florida State, wraps up the defensive front. Linebackers, weak side, number 10, Kip Lewis, a junior from Carthage, Texas, leads the team with 31 tackles. And a middle linebacker, number 11, Kobe McKenzie, three quarterback hurries for a tie on the team best as well, a junior from Lubbock, Texas. Kendall Daniels will be the cheetah linebacker, they like to call it, the redshirt senior from Beggs, Oklahoma, transfer from Oklahoma State. At cornerback, number 4, Cortland Guillory, is expected to start ahead of Gentry Williams, who's been their starter. He hurt his shoulder in the first quarter at South Carolina last week, did not return. We have not seen for sure if he's available yet, but Courtney Guillory We expect to start at the corner. He's a true freshman from Houston, Texas. Left corner is a sophomore, number 23, Eli Bowen, younger brother of the free safety they got, Peyton Bowen. And Bowen will start. Both Bowens will start. They're both from Corinth, Texas. Peyton Bowen is leading the team with three pass breakups. So you got Peyton and Eli Bowen, not Manning. But anyway, the Bowens with the same first names. Free safety, number three, Robert Spears Jennings will wrap up the defense, a senior from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. For the Ole Miss Rebels, coming into this one, Pete Golding, defense coordinator, only four turnovers gotten this year. Three interceptions, just one fumble recovery on the season. They got 10 quarterback sacks against Oklahoma in the win a year ago in Oxford. Third most in program history and most ever given up by Oklahoma. We have only 10 total quarterback sacks through seven games this year. So a little bit of a difference there. 52, William Eccles will start at nose tackle, sophomore from Houston, Mississippi. He's got three quarterback sacks to lead the team, 4.5 TFLs, his second. Number 51 at defensive tackle, a senior from Canton, Mississippi, number 51. Xavier Harris. Harris has seven tackles for losses, three sacks are team highs. He's got an interception. This will be his 45th career game today. Six total tackles and two TFLs last week against Georgia. Cam Franklin will be a defensive end, a sophomore from Lake Cormorant, Mississippi, a five-star out of high school. 12 quarterback hurries to lead Ole Miss, 35 total tackles. On the edge, number four, Santarin Perkins, leads the team with 10 total tackles. Led the team with 10 total tackles against Georgia last week. He's got 36 on the season. Yet to get a sack this year. He had four quarterback sacks against Oklahoma alone a year ago. And you got at the star safety, number three, Sage Ryan, the senior from Lafayette, Louisiana. 50th career game today for him, LSU. And old John Mateer, teammate at Wazoo, was Stribling in 2022. Stribling started all 12 games. Mateer only played in one, but they were teammates. He's 133 of 205 for 1,567 yards, 7 TDs, but he does have 6 interceptions. But he leads him in rushing touchdowns with 5. Dual threat guy with 65 carries, 209 yards. And then we flip over, check out the Ole Miss starters. Charlie Weiss Jr. is the offensive coordinator. Rebels are the second fastest offense at 22.9 seconds per play, second in the nation in plays of at least 30 yards at 28. And since 2020, Ole Miss leads all FBS schools with 502.9 yards per game. Bryson Sanders, the center, sophomore, 62, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Right guard, 75, Patrick Kutis, the junior from Memphis, Tennessee. Right tackle, number 50, Jaden Williams, the senior from Conway, Arkansas. Left tackle, 51, Delano Townsend, a sophomore from Flint, Michigan. Left tackle is the senior from Raleigh, North Carolina, 61, Diego Pounds. The offensive line is second in the SEC, only 7 quarterback sacks allowed all year. The Oklahoma defense has 28. Deshaun Stribling will be at one of the wideouts, a senior from Hawaii, and he's got 205 yards catching, 2 touchdowns on the grab. He had 3 catches against Georgia in that 75-yard big grab. You got also Harrison Wallace, Trey Wallace, we like to call him, senior from Alabama, 21 catches. He's from Montgomery. Second on the team in grabs, leads the team with 400 yards, and second with 2 touchdowns. The tight end is number 8, Daquan Wright, the senior from Perry, Georgia, transfer from Virginia Tech. 7 touchdowns, all at Ole Miss. 40th career game today for Daquan Wright, including Virginia Tech and Ole Miss. 19 carries, second on the team, 393 yards, 64-yard grabs, the longest anyone's had. 3 TDs leads Ole Miss, too. He's third in the U.S. among tight ends with 393 yards receiving. We talked about that early. Caden Lee will be in the slot, number 19, junior from Kennesaw, Georgia. 16 catches, 289 yards. Second longest grab, 62 yards, 2 TDs, 6 career touchdowns for him. The running back, number 5, Kewan Lacy, sophomore from Dallas, Texas. And he's got 138 carries, 618 yards, 10 touchdowns, all team high. Second longest run of 42. Had a couple of touchdowns against Georgia last week. And a quarterback is Trinidad Chambliss, a senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's 104 of 166, 1,549 yards to the air with 8 touchdowns, only 1 pick all year long. He leads the SEC in yards per completion at 14.9. Trinidad Chambliss has 70 carries for 329 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's second on the team as well. That's a look at the offenses and the defenses. We'll continue with the pregame show shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
There's team pride, And then there's extra Ole Miss pride. When I'm carrying the Ole Miss Regions Visa debit card or prepaid Regions Now card, that's exactly what I get. Whether I'm grabbing some extra Ole Miss gear or picking up an extra dozen wings for the game, this card always brings it. Sometimes I get an extra hotty toddy from the cashier, too. Visit Regions.com/GoRebels to get yours.
Extra changes everything. And at Regions, extra is our ordinary. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
And it's flu season again. Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your care crew. TrustCare. Feel better faster.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
And the Ad Council.
This injury update is brought to you by Richard Schwartz and Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all.
And let's go field level and check out on the injury update with our man, John Darnell.
Yeah, David, just checked with the medical staff. Everyone is available today, so good news.
Yeah, that's a great report. Quick one, too, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, we've
been that way lately. So
yeah, we
got
to keep your fingers crossed. Keep it that
that's
way.
Right.
Countdown to kickoff will continue. Brought to you by Guaranty Bank. Proud to support Ole Miss. Whether you're on campus or in the stands, Guaranty Bank has your financial game plan covered. Visit Guaranty Bank today. And Heidi Tidy will continue shortly. We've got 13 minutes, 20 seconds away from kickoff here in Norman on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. To get started, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Logan Farms in Jackson has the best selection of gourmet meats for your holiday table or for your corporate gift giving. Choose from our center cut filet mignon, smoked briskets, hickory smoked turkeys, and of course, our signature honey glazed hams. Our gourmet meats can be gift boxed, picked up, delivered locally, or even shipped nationwide. Logan Farms in Jackson also offers gift vouchers to make giving your friends, family, clients, and coworkers the flexibility to choose their gourmet product. Call Logan Farms today at 601-366-HAMS or check us out at LoganFarms.com.
Ole Miss fans never settle. Neither should your home. If you've been living with doors that don't open or close, cracks and unlevel floors at home, it's time to start living better. Foundation problems only get worse with time. Only Olshan gives you more than 90 years of experience, patented and proven repairs, and a warranty you can count on. Stop settling and start living better. Visit OlshanFoundation.com and get your free evaluation today. Or call us at 877-465-7426.
Whatever it takes,
Headed to the far side of the 20. He's gone! Touchdown! Ole Miss!
Gate big hole on left side.
Hotty Toddy. This is Ole Miss football.
Play action. Steps up in the pocket. Lots of time. Throws deep.
Caught at the 20. He trots into the end zone. Touchdown! He breaks the plane. Touchdown! Ole Miss!
By 50, he's in the clear.
Carry him in the end zone, boys!
You can't catch him.
Takes it to the house.
Two of his buddies to lead him into the end zone.
He's hit. He's hammered and sacked at the 35-yard line.
Oh, my God!
The stands like a frisbee.
Count it down. The students are pouring onto the field.
Hotty Toddy. This is Ole Miss football. This is Ole Miss football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media. Today's game is brought to you by C Spire. Want the best of the best on your roster? Time to call in C Spire. Advanced technology solutions for homes and businesses built to make your life faster, smarter, and easier. There's more to see at cspire.com. C Spire, customer inspired. Coca-Cola. Fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola. By Dos Equis, corporate sponsor of the Ole Miss Rebels. Go for Dos. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Ford, Mid-South Ford dealers and the Ford F-150, official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels. And by Regions, official bank of the SEC. Once again, here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And actually, it's Dan Quartz with you in the network studios as they're in the middle of a national anthem in Norman. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
Jackson's home for news, traffic, weather, talk, and Ole Miss sports.
WFMN Flora Jackson,
97.3 FM, Super Talk Mississippi.
And we'll head back to DK, Harry, and John in Norman when we return. This is Ole Miss football from Learfield.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold, refreshing Dos Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the
top with the red hat with a white OU on it as well. Big, big crowd gathering, and it's still kind of misty, gloomy here. 61 degrees is what we're dealing with. And, you know, as far as the players go, the rain's not pouring, so you don't know how much of an effect it's actually going to have on the game itself. But as far as temperature and all that, man, what a great day to play football for those guys.
Yeah, great day, David. I guess we're waiting on the Boomer Sooner chuck wagon to come out here and see if we can, you know, scar up the field some more or turn it over or whatever they do. But, yeah, it's a soft track, so footing is going to be at a premium today. Low ceiling, you know, it's a difference up here for us because we're in a different time zone. But those guys down the field, I don't think there's be an issue at all. Rebels going to get the football first. We'll see this quarterback with Trinidad Chambliss, see if we can get this run game going, go down and score like we did last week.
This is Oklahoma's homecoming game, just one of three SEC programs Oklahoma has never beaten in Ole Miss. The Sooners are 0-2 against the Rebels, 0-1 against Georgia. He's never played Mississippi State. It's the 100th anniversary of the first game played at Gaylord Family, Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. A 7-0 win. Ole Miss will become the 100th Oklahoma opponent to play in this stadium today. Go figure that. They're ready to kick. Back to receiver, Ole Miss is Isaiah Hartrett with a 15.7 average, 23 long. Logan Diggs is the up back. Kicking is Tate Sandell. 40 kicks, 22 touchbacks, only 55%. So you got a chance to return one on Sandell. He is from Port Neches, Texas, a transfer from Texas San Antonio. And he approaches the ball, left-footed kicker, and we are underway here in Norman. And it's going to hit in the end zone about 4 yards deep, so that will definitely be a touchback. And the Rebels will start at the 25-yard line, first down and 10.
Yeah, certainly got all of that one. The left-footed kicker kicked it in the right end of the Rebel end zone. Right decision, bring it out to 25. Let's play some offense.
Oklahoma leads the nation in passing touchdowns allowed with only three. And opponent first downs only 11.7 per game. So more notes on this outstanding defense. Capacity 80,000. Looks like the Palace on the Prairie is full. Now the Rebels will go to the line of scrimmage. We'll send Stribling wide out to the left. Wide to the right is Wallace. The lineup we gave you is the same, although Oklahoma's going with their backup D linemen. Taylor Wine, Grayson Halton, and Jaden Jackson are starting this game. They rotate about 9 or 10, though. Quick pass, far side, caught by Stribling, hit at the 30, and driven back. Former Oklahoma State player going against the Sooners here, but that's going to be a 5-yard pickup. Fans cheering a little bit, but you'll take that. Robert Spears Jennings, the free safety, is the guy that will be credited with the tackle.
Yeah, the right corner, David Plank, giving plenty of cushion out there to Stribling. Good open field tackle by the safety.
Second down and 5 for Ole Miss. Ball again on the left hash. This is a tight formation to the tackles. Quick pass going to be caught. Little hitch route at the 38. Cross the 40 to the 44. Goes Stribling again. And that's a first down for the Rebels. And that will move the chains. Anytime the Rebels get a first down, it's brought to you by Bank First. And that'll be a pickup of 9 to the 39. Guillory and Spears Jennings on the tackle. Now a handoff. Lacey off the right side. Dives across the 45 to the 47-yard line. The line of scrimmage was the 44, not the 39. And now they're at the 46. Couple-yard pickup. McKenzie on the tackle.
Yeah, obviously you got to run the football and establish that play action. Lacey there ran right into the linebacker after a short game.
So second down for the Rebels after a 2-yard pickup. From the 46, second down and 8 for Ole Miss. Back to throw over the middle. Wide open. Caden Lee's got the catch. He's hit high and knocked down. That was kind of a high target
hit
at the 30-yard line. I'm a little surprised they haven't thrown a flag on now. Robert Spears Jennings again on the tackle. And that's another Bank First first down for the Rebels. All the way down to the Oklahoma 29-yard line. A pickup of 26. First down for the Rebels. This is the opening drive of the game. Hand off to Lacey. He's knocked off his feet. Or actually, that's Chambliss who kept it.
Yes.
And direct snap to him, and he goes to about the 20. What are they going to give him? The 28, so only gets a yard out of that, second and 9.
Well, they had a strange alignment there, David. Had the right tackle way out here on the sideline in front of two wide receivers and trying to spread the whole defense out. But only picked up 1 yard after that.
Lee checks out. Caleb Odom comes in for the Rebel offense, a sophomore from Carrollton, Georgia. 8 catches, 101 yards, and a TD for him. Big target. Wine made that last tackle for Oklahoma. Man in motion, fake on the handoff. Running to the right is Chambliss. Dumps it downfield. Bad throw. It was just trying to get it to Odom before he broke, and he threw it in the dirt. Maybe felt like he wasn't open and just got rid of that. It'll be third down.
Yeah, I think he should have gotten it to Daquan Wright. He was up, the up receiver. Get him quickly, get him out in space, let him make somebody miss. But now you put yourself in third and long.
Third down and 8 for Ole Miss from the Oklahoma 28-yard line. Lee has checked back into the game for Odom. Wright is wide right along with Wallace and Lee. So trips to the right, the wide side of the field. Stribling is wide left. The lone back is Lacey off the left shoulder of Chambliss. Now he goes in motion to give you an empty set. Chambliss wants to throw, crossing route, diving effort, the 20, incomplete. Broken up there by Guillory, the freshman intended for Stribling. So it'll be fourth down, and the Rebels will have to send out the field goal unit.
Yeah, Stribling running a slant, David. Good coverage there. The corner got right on his hip. We get another look at it right here. He's really was a little bit early. They didn't throw a flag at all on that that drive by the Rebels, but they're going to line up here for a long field goal.
Lucas Carnero, junior from Cornelius, North Carolina, preseason All-American, is 12 of 14 on the year. As long as his 54. This will be at the 36, a 46-yard effort. He's 3 for 4 in this range. The snapper is Carter Short. Oscar Bird, the holder, the punter. There's the kick. He's got the distance. Is it on target? And it is. And the Rebels take a 3-0 lead with 12:30 to go in the first quarter. We got a timeout on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Got a house hotter than a Mississippi summer or pipes colder than your team's rival? It's time to call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Whether it's cooling you down, heating you up, fixing those leaky pipes, or keeping your lights on, AirSouth's got your back. We're the champions of home comfort, just like your Rebels on the field. Call AirSouth Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical today, where your home is our home field. Call AirSouth now at 662-304-8412. AirSouth, we care more.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check if they're going for it on fourth down before going to the concession stand.
Yeah, give me 3 hot dogs, 2 jumbo
pizzas. Baby! What?
Hey, buddy, you want cheese with those? Yeah, checking first is smart.
No.
So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Ole Miss Football from Learfield.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation, 601-864-3752.
Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet is Mississippi's largest General Motors business elite dealer. We make it easy to maintain your fleet with over 100 work-ready vehicles available for your job site. Diesel, gas, trucks, vans, and service bodies. And we build to your business specifications. It really is easier with Rogers Dabbs Fleet. Call the Rogers Dabbs Business Elite Fleet Team today at 866-671-4226 or visit us online at rogersdabbs.com. Rogers Dabbs Chevrolet. Find new roads.
The Ad Council.
Well, nice drive for the Rebels. Ends in a field goal. 8 plays, 47 yards, 2.5 minutes. The 45-yard field goal, they say, officially for Carnero. And big 25-yard catch for Lee was big in that drive. So it got down the field and at least got points. Always love to get the TD, but we'll take the points for sure. 3-0 Ole Miss with 12:30 going in the first quarter. The Rebels can do comes in red. Anytime Ole Miss goes for it on fourth downs, they're sponsored by Mid-South Ag Equipment, your North Mississippi IH equipment dealer. Getting the job done starts with choosing the right red tractor. Let Mid-South Ag Equipment help find the right red tractor for your operation with locations in Byhalia, Tunica, Clarksdale, and Sumner, or visit them online at MidSouthAg.com. Because can do comes in red. Kicking off will be Lucas Carnero, the junior, again. 46 kicks, 42 touchbacks, 91%, which is much bigger percentage than the Oklahoma kicker. And back to receive is Satania, Isaiah Satania, and Jacob Jordan's the up back for Oklahoma. Rebels going left to right in this game. Oklahoma right to left. And here is the kick after the made field goal by Carnero. And he hits that one pretty good. No chance to return it. And Oklahoma, Harry, will start at the 25.
Yeah, great kick there. The ball boy actually caught it in behind the, you know, on the run behind the end zone, David. Don't even get the ball wet. That's what I'm talking about. Good start. But I thought the offensive drive did exactly what we needed to do. Kind of neutralize that blitz, neutralize that rush. Quick tosses. Obviously, the big toss down the seam to Caden Lee was big.
Instead of Fletcher, Chris Graves will start at cornerback for the Rebel defense. The junior from Fort Myers, Florida, is out there. Oklahoma offense is exactly the same as we said. Also, instead of Ryan, Jalen Braxton will start at that star safety, sophomore from Frisco, Texas. Here's the snap, and Mateer's going to hand it off and hit hard at the line of scrimmage. Dropped after a yard is Torrey Blaylock, 2nd and 9 for Oklahoma. Zaven Harris in there to make the hit.
Yeah, big Z. He's playing that defensive end position then, David. Just came down the line and fought off that tackle, hit the running back after a 1-yard pickup.
Ball right in the middle of the field, so no wide side. You got three receivers to the left, one to the right. The lone back, Blaylock's off the left shoulder of John Mateer. Now he flips him over to his right shoulder before the snap. 2nd and 9 for the 26. Back to throw. Pressure at the middle. Launches it downfield. Got his man caught at the 31. That's that tight end that was a linebacker against the Rebels a year ago, Canick. And Canick hauls it in. Perkins tackles him immediately up to the 32. That's a 6-yard gain. Oklahoma is left with 3rd and 3.
Yeah, good job there by Perkins in the open field. He kind of had two guys he was trying to guard over there. They had a back in the flat, and, of course, the tight end just hooked up in the zone and made a good tackle, was number 4.
Princewell, Iman Mielen has checked in for Franklin, the junior from Austin, Texas. Here's the snap. Mateer keeps it around the right side. He's going to get the first down as he runs it up to the 37. People wondering about his health. He took off and got that first down. Iman Mielen and Braxton on the tackle. We couldn't keep him from getting the first down. It's a 5-yard pickup. 1st and 10 for Oklahoma from their 37.
Well, the Sooners did a good job of spreading the Rebel defense out, David, and then they just simply ran to an open field with some blockers in front of Mateer. Not a big game, but enough to move the chains.
Jamarius Brown has checked in for the first time on the defensive front for Ole Miss, a sophomore from Moss Point, Mississippi. is in the game. First and 10 for Oklahoma as they move the chains. Right hash at their 37. Play action, a tier down the near side. One-on-one's got a man out there, and it's going to be hauled in and caught at the 25-yard line as he burns. Gushkin could not stay with him. The catch by Santaya, and Santaya is really good receiver. This is going to be all the way down on that one-on-one play. We'll see who they officially spot at the 24 of Ole Miss, and that'll be a 39-yard pickup, and they're ready to snap a game again, and Materia launches it near side, throws away. There's a flag down in our backfield. See what that's all about. He had a free play, but nobody there, and threw it away. They kind of rushed up to the line to try to snap that one.
Legal substitution on the defense. 5-yard penalty. It is first down.
Well, David, going back to that previous play, really beautiful pass by Mateer, just getting that ball down the field. It was thrown exactly where only the receiver could catch it. Not bad coverage by Gushigan, but a big pickup there for the Sooners.
Santana with the grab. It was 39 yards officially, and now you got a 5-yard penalty against the Rebels. We'll take it to the 19 in the green zone is Oklahoma with a first down and 5 after that penalty. On the near hash, quick pass out to the far side. Satania, and he's going to slip and fall after kind of grabbing now, and he'll get maybe a yard to the 18, so that leaves them with second down and 4.
No, he did a good job there, obviously. You could see how much just running down the field. He tripped and got nothing after the catch, but he picked up about 5 to 6 almost.
No, he picked up only 1. No. Because, no, you got the penalty that had first and 5.
Excuse me, you're right.
Yep, second down and 4 now for Oklahoma from the 18-yard line. Trips to the left. But it was a remarkable catch considering he was falling. Mateer fakes it to the left, looks over the middle, being chased, holding in the backfield, and not calling it. There's the flag, thank goodness. Pass in the end zone, right corner, incomplete at the feet of the intended receiver, Deion Burks. But it was kind of a late flag, but a flag nonetheless. Antonio Kite was covering there. This should be holding on Oklahoma.
Offense, number 56.
Number 56 is that freshman left tackle, John Darnell. That's for Susie with the hold.
That offensive line, they've been banged up there, and yeah, I noticed that in the first drive where Big Xavion Harris split the double team on that tackle and made a tackle, you know, for a short gain. So we got to cover better in the secondary right there on that big play.
No doubt. Second down and 9 now for Oklahoma. Actually, the 10-yard penalty brings it back out to the 28, so it's second down and 14. Xavier Robinson's in at running back for the first time. A sophomore from UConn, Oklahoma, has a rushing touchdown and a touchdown catch. Trips to the left. For Mateer, back to throw on second and long. Fires near side. A pass is going to be knocked away by Gushikin. Covered well. Some of the fans wanted interference, but he turned on that. Was right on the receiver on a deep out, if you will. Satania was the intended target. Third down coming up.
Yeah, good job there, David. Gushikin got his head around. Anytime you get your head around looking back at the quarterback, you're not going to get called interference. And that, he did a good job of doing that. The ball had to go over the top of his head. He just batted it away.
Third down and 14 for Oklahoma from their 28-yard line. Trips to the left again. Ole Miss leading 3-0, 9:31 to go in the first quarter. Sooners looking for a big play on third down. Rebels want to stop. They're going to run a bubble screen near side. It's going to be caught working back toward the middle of the field, but tackled at the 24 is Satania. Satania didn't stay outside here. He kind of followed his blockers, came back into traffic, and that didn't work out. Eccles and Harris were waiting on him and dropped him at the 24. He gets 4 yards. It'll be fourth and 10.
No, he didn't, David, but I almost think he was, you know, setting that play up for your kicker. He knew it was third down and long, and he just rushed it back inside. I don't know if he's that smart to think that far ahead, but they got it back in the middle of the field for the kicker.
You're probably 100% right. From the 24, the ball's at the 32-yard line, a 42-yard effort for Tate Sandell. He's 12 of 13 on the year, left-footed kicker. He kicks that one, and it is going to be good. His longest this year, 55. He got that against South Carolina. He drills that one through, and we're even at 3-3. Both teams ending their opening drives with field goals with 8:52 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a break on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Trey Willis, left tackle.
Marshall Jones, wide receiver.
Alex Philbin, running back.
Hi, I'm Tim from C Spire. Am I in the right place?
It always pays to have the right players on your team. That's why C Spire gives you fiber-fast home internet, nationwide 5G wireless, and best-in-class business solutions, all backed by local 24/7 support. C Spire, customer inspired.
What a matchup we've got, folks. Just nonstop action. The energy is electric and the fans are all in. An intense game like this calls for a Coca-Cola. Ah, crisp and refreshing. That's a game changer. Yeah, that taste scores every time. And just like that, they're back at it. Passionate fans and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now that's a winning combo. No matter the team, no matter the sport, everyone knows fan work is thirsty work. Enjoy a Coca-Cola.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
In life and in business, one thing is certain. Change. That's why Pillium Corporation is ready to keep you ahead of the curve on ever-evolving technology, critical for your company's security and growth. To that end, the Pillium team offers IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, in-car video systems, and real-time crime center technology. PILEUM.com. Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at madisoncellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
It's a 7-yard pickup and a bank first down to move the sticks.
Yeah, good call there, David. The Sooners were absolutely packing the line of scrimmage, had eight in the box, and Trinidad just sprinted out away from their rush and hit the big Daquan right in the flat. Good open field tackle by the Sooners.
Weak side linebacker Heineke on the tackle there, got in his legs and knocked him down at the 40. First and 10. Five wides. Now they're going to bring Lacey back in the backfield. The ball's on the right hash of the 40-yard line. There's the snap. Handoff to Lacey. Worms his way up the middle. Having trouble. Will get 3 yards maybe. Looks like he's knocked down about the 42. Give him two. Second down and 8. Good tackle by Kip Lewis, the linebacker for Oklahoma. We're tied at 3-3 with 7:25 going to first quarter. Second possession of the game for Ole Miss. They'll send wide out to the left, Winston Watkins. Winston from Fort Myers, Florida, has got 9 catches, 107 yards. The freshman's been used a pretty good bit this year. Now a man in motion to the near side, Deuce Alexander. 4 men across the front for Oklahoma. There's the snap, fake to Lacey. Here comes pressure down the near sideline and way overthrown by a mile over Alexander, who stepped out of bounds anyway. No chance on that one. It'll be 3rd down and 8.
Well, Alexander didn't allow himself enough room, David. He was so close to the sideline, the corner just rode him out of bounds, and that, of course, broke his momentum running down the sideline, and then Trinidad just simply had to get rid of it.
Probably Eli Bowen on this side. That's who it is over there that was guarding him.
Good job by him.
Rebels need 8 to move the chains. 3rd down and 8 from the Ole Miss 42. 3 receivers left kind of in a little triangle over there. Wright's the lone receiver on the right side. The tight end is close to the tackle. There's the snap. Deep, far side. Got his man. Snagged at the 35 and out of bounds is Trey Wallace. Great route there, John, and a big catch and another bank first down for the Rebels.
Yeah, was that trips over here at our sideline, and the inside receiver runs a corner route. What a great throw right there in man-to-man coverage.
So the 33-yard line, that's for 25 yards. To Wallace, and the Rebels have 1st and 10 at the 33. Big 3rd down conversion for Ole Miss. The ball will be on the left hash for the Rebels. 3-3 games we talked about. Play action pass near side. That's going to be caught. Flags are down all over the place. 3 flags in the defensive backfield. The catch is by Wallace. He's going to be hit instantly after picking up maybe 4 yards.
On the defense, the 5-yard penalty. It is 3rd down.
We've seen that against both teams now, Harry. Illegal substitutions by both defenses.
Well, for whatever reason, the Sooners were late getting their 2 guys on. Nobody came off, David, so I guess they had 14 in that formation, but fortunately the officials picked it up.
So you get the 5-yard penalty to the 28, so it'll be 1st and 5 for Ole Miss.
And going back to that toss, David, Kawan Lacey, great job of blocking, picking up that blitzing linebacker.
Chambliss. In the gun formation, takes the snap. Quick hitter, near side, it's deflected. Chambliss had a bunch of those. That's about the 9th, I think, on the year. Daquan Wright was going down to run a hitch route, and the guy that
got a hand on is the backup Cheetah linebacker, Reggie Powers, number 13. He's a sophomore from Centerville, Ohio. He's only 5'11", but Chambliss, not real tall either. Got that one knocked down. So second and five on the incompletion from the Oklahoma 28-yard line. Snap again, handoff Lacey. He's got an opening on the right side. Good blocking. He's to the 20. He's going to take it, maybe 10-5. Touchdown, Ole Miss. Wow, what a job by the offensive line. Williams and Kudus on that right side opened up a hole. And our man, Kewan Lacey, runs into the end zone for his 11th rushing touchdown of the season, and Ole Miss goes back on top.
Only fitting, David. He's done such a great job of blocking, picking up blitzers from that running back position. And it just ran a little cross action with the blockers inside, and it was almost like he came back against the grain and rushed it to the Oklahoma far corner, and nobody caught him with the speed.
Point after attempt coming up here for Carnero. And the kick is good. 28-yard touchdown run for Lacey. Rebel Rags presents our touchdowns. When you touch down in Oxford, be sure to make Rebel Rags your first stop. Rebel fans celebrating 20 years with Rebel Nation. Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss. Ole Miss has taken the lead now 10-3 with 6:07 to go in the first quarter. That drive was 8 plays, 75 yards and 245. 28-yard touchdown run for Lacey. 25-yard catch by Wallace earlier in the possession as well. Ole Miss up. We'll take a break on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
College football fans, Chris Fowler here with the play call. This season, go for Dose with ice-cold refreshing Dose Equis. It's more than a single play. It's a mindset. Think of it as a two-point conversion for real life. Taking the risk, making the bold move. Whenever we get the chance to go big, we take it. On the field and off, always go for Dose with Dose Equis. Enjoy Dose Equis responsibly. Copyright 2024 Dose Equis Lager Especial Beer. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
You're listening to Ole Miss Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
And it's flu season again. Let TrustCare's Care Crew help you beat the flu. Our friendly experts are here to help you and your kids treat your sneezes, stuffiness, and sore throats all flu season long. Available for your convenience early mornings, late evenings, and weekends. That's care anytime you need us. Walk in or visit TrustCareHealth.com to book your appointment and stay flu-free with the support of your care crew. TrustCare. Feel better faster.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can test drive the Ford F-150 official truck of the Ole Miss Rebels at your Mid-South Ford dealer. Like the Rebels, this truck has a strong tradition earned with outstanding capability and smart features like a mobile generator. That's how you create a fan favorite. Go Rebs. Well, nice drive to take the lead. Ole Miss with a touchdown to go up now 10-3 with 6:07 to go here in the first quarter. Rebels now have 117 yards of total offense after two possessions. Carnero is ready to kick now to the Sooners.
Yeah, good Rebel crowd here, David. The pep band's playing, and so far the Rebels have done very, very well here to begin the first quarter.
Carnero ready, and gets a leg into this one, and that will go out the back of the end zone as well, and Oklahoma will crank it up at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, get another good kick by Canero. Obviously, the young man's got quite the leg. But it's Ole Miss defense, a lot of pressure on them after a really bad showing last week. We got to continue to get better here today.
Running game between Lacey and Chambliss for the Ole Miss offense. 5 carries, 42 yards. So a good start. Of course, that long run by Lacey was 28. Now it's Oklahoma's turn. Oklahoma got a field goal in the opening possession. Andrew Jones now is in at linebacker for Jaden Yates. Jones is the senior from Marrero, Louisiana. Was at Grambling in Memphis. He's second on the team with 3 pass breakups. Here's the snap. Quick toss left to the tailback, Blaylock. Blaylock runs to the near sidelines, out of bounds at the 30. It's just kind of a quick pitch to him, and he's able to get to the 31, actually, give him 6 yards, 2nd and 4. Franklin and Gushikin got to him and chased him out of bounds. They've got a new right tackle. It's Ryan Foje. Foje's a freshman from Cypress, Texas, that's playing right tackle. It'll be 2nd down and 4. Deshaun Womack's in for the first time for the Rebel defense out of Baltimore, Maryland. Here's the snap. Fake on the handoff. Mateer runs right now, cuts it upfield, and gets close to the first down. He'll be dropped a little bit shy as Womack and Dottery combine on the hit. That's the 34, so a gain of 3, and 3rd down and 1 for Oklahoma. They go to the line of scrimmage immediately, wanting to snap it, and they do. And the handoff is to the running back. Stop shy of the first down is Torrey Blaylock. Blaylock spun and dropped at the line of scrimmage by Dottery. Nice job of filling the hole by the Rebel linebacker. Now 4th and 1. Is Oklahoma going to go for it there? That's pretty scary spot, Harry.
I don't think Brent Venables is that type of gambler, David. Obviously, you've been Lane Kiffin, I'd say yes. But Venables is an old defensive guy. I don't think he's going to take that chance here in his own territory.
They send the kicking unit out. The snapper's Ben Anderson. Grayson Miller is the punter. He's from Edmond, Oklahoma, junior. Transferred in from Central Oklahoma. 46.5 average. His longest punt this year, 66. Snap back and good. He gets the kick away. Nice deep kick. Wallace back to receive it. And we'll call a fair catch around the 15-yard line. Wallace, of course, from Montgomery, Alabama. 10-yard average. 26 is longest return. But wisely made the grab there. So, hey, the Rebels get a stop defensively, and now get the offense back out there, leading 10-3.
I was thinking coming into this game, and I said that prior to the kickoff, David, that this defense has got to win the football game today. They're going to have to step up after a very poor showing last week in Georgia.
Good punt, though, that puts the Rebels at the 15-yard line. It was 51 yards. We're in the first quarter, still 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in this quarter, and Ole Miss is leading by a score of 10-3, and we'll have the offense back out there at the 15-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Trinidad Chambliss has Lacey still in the game off his right shoulder. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Takes the snap in the gun. Hands it off to Lacey. He's in trouble running left. Gets around one man and actually got a yard. That he was at the 10, eyeball to eyeball with the defender. Looked like he was about to be in real trouble, but he beat him, made him miss. He's been doing that all year, and he gets up to the 16. So that was a long run for a 1-yard gain.
And that was Thomas. He was eyeball to eyeball, number 32, David, who obviously can run. Good pass rusher.
Trace Buckler's checked in as a tight end for Ole Miss, 2nd and 9. Fake on a handoff. Chambliss wants to throw. Swings it near side. He's got Lacey. Makes the grab at the 20. Spins through 1 tackle. Then grabbed and dropped just shy of the first down. We'll call it the 24. It's an 8-yard gain. 3rd down, about a half a yard coming up for Ole Miss.
Well, real easy to say we're up so high, but I thought Lacey, if it just continued to run forward, he started breaking down and trying to juke some guys early. He'd have picked up the first.
Lewis and Guillory on the tackle. There's the snap in a pistol formation. The handoff to Lacey. He's got the first down up the gut to the 28-yard line, and that will be a pickup of 4. First down for Ole Miss, a bank first down. They sponsor all our first downs in the game, and a backup safety in the gear, a sophomore from Junction City, Kansas, Michael Boganowski on the tackle. Rebels back at the line of scrimmage from the 28-yard line, first down and 10. So we move the chains once. Gun formation again for Trinidad Chambliss. It's got bunch set to the right, swings it near side, a little screen set up. There's going to be a grab up 35. The 40 is dribbling, and he's got another first down. Bank first south first down to the 40-yard line, a pickup of about 12 on that one. Guillory on the tackle, the freshman DB, and Rebels again hustle to the line of scrimmage. 5 wides here for Ole Miss. One of those is Lacey, the running back. Now he's going to come back to the backfield. Now we'll flip-flop the guys on the short side to the far side. So three receivers left now for the Rebels. There's a handoff to Lacey, and Lacey, nothing there. Oklahoma got great penetration, no gain. It'll be actually a loss of a yard. Second down and 11 for Ole Miss. Stone on that tackle. Stoned it, if you will.
Yeah, good job. The defensive front definitely won that battle, David. It's kind of one-on-one up front, and the center just got pushed back in the backfield, Bryson Sanders.
Only lost about a half a yard. We'll say still second down and a long 10 from the 40. Logan Diggs is in it, running back now. Redshirt senior from Louisiana. On a second down play here. Ball's on the right hash, wide side to the left for Chambliss. He's back to throw. Lots of time being chased from behind. He's going to take off and run. Hit from behind, gets to the 45. Still on his feet, knocked forward to the 47-yard line. That was a hard run for 7 yards. The Rebels are left with third and three. Grace Halton came in to make the tackle. Boy, he just did escape some problems in the backfield, but now you've got a third and manageable on that nice run by Chambliss. Third down and three. Got to get to the midfield strike.
Great reaction by Chambliss, David, because 32 Thomas on that offside defensive end was really bearing down on him. Almost made the tackle, but didn't get there. Chambliss had a nice run.
Ole Miss leading by a score of 10-3 with a minute 34 to go in the first quarter. Looking at a third down, about three and a half from the 47 of Ole Miss. Pistol formation. There's the snap, and Chambliss falls. Slips and falls, and let's check with John Darnell. Had a field level view of that one.
Yeah, started off with a bad snap. It was a hard snap to his left foot, and when he reached down to catch it, he just slipped down and fell on the ball. So covered the ball, but yeah, disappointing right there on third and short.
Bryson Sanders' snap was downstairs, and he couldn't keep his balance.
Yeah, between the hashes, a lot of play already been in that area of the field, David, and just simply couldn't keep his balance when the snap was poor.
Be a 4-yard loss back to the 42. Now fourth and eight, and Ole Miss will punt. And Bird will punt it away to the near side. Oscar Bird out of Australia. Fair catch called at the 17. So both teams get stopped defensively. We kind of stopped ourselves on that one, though. Centena called the fair catch. So now we've got 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter with Ole Miss leading 10-3, and Oklahoma will get the ball back. Disappointing finish to that drive.
Well, it was. Really the first time we've seen a problem with the footing. We down on the field earlier, and it was spongy. And that's the first time we've actually seen footing become relevant in the game. But it was. The Rebels cough it back up, have to punt it away.
41-yard punt to the 17-yard line of Oklahoma. And the Sooners will come out offensively. Ball's on the left hash. The wide side is to the right for Mateer. Ricky Fletcher's in at cornerback now. There's a handoff left side. A little opening there across the 20 to the 24 is Blaylock. And he's knocked down by Fletcher. And he will pick up 7 on that. Second and 3 for the Sooners.
Yeah, that's a nice opening off their left side of the Sooners. He just kicked it towards the Sooner sideline and picked up a couple extra yards there.
Sage Ryan has checked in at safety. We actually started Braxton instead of Ryan. We announced Ryan as the starter, but he's in for the first time in the game, too, for Ole Miss. Second down, about 3.5 for the Sooners, just shy of the 24. 4 men across the front for Ole Miss. Trips to the right. Mateer quickly trying to change the play. 8 seconds on the play clock. All three receivers on the right side are off the line of scrimmage, and now time call. They were just not in the right formation. The way that was set up, you're probably about to get a penalty. You had too many men in the backfield, apparently, and so it'll be a timeout by Oklahoma.
No. And break.
Or is it the end of the quarter?
It's the end of the quarter. That's what he was looking at.
Yeah, we got to the end of the quarter, but he was looking at three receivers off on the back, the two of them in the backfield, one over on this side. So they had some issues there with that formation, but apparently just letting it go to the end of the quarter. Well, good first quarter for Ole Miss. The Rebels leading Oklahoma by a score of 10-3. We'll take a break on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Vaught Hemming.
Yards, Mateer 4-5 for 50 yards. And right now, Oklahoma has it at the 24-yard line with a second down, about 3.5. Gun formation for the Sooners is Mateer. In the pocket to throw, being pressured, runs out to his right, looking downfield, fires in. He's got his man, and that's Deion Burks as he kind of sidearmed that one to Burks. But that's going to be a lost yardage play. Antonio Kite read it beautifully and got up and tackled him immediately. Good pressure by Andrew Jones and Jamarius Brown. And they'll put this at the 23, a loss of 1. So now third down and a long 4 for Oklahoma. You got Xavier Robinson back in at the running back spot.
And they put pressure on Mateer, kind of flushed him out to the Oklahoma sideline, David. And he only had Deion Burks was his only option, and he lost a yard.
Michael will snap it. They put the man in motion. Becomes an empty set on third and four. Mateer wanting to throw. Slings it over the middle. Got his man wide open. We lost the receiver. Down the sidelines to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Satania. Satania was wide open on a crossing route. And even though there was great pressure in the backfield, Sage Ryan couldn't stay with him, and Oklahoma is a PAT away from tying it.
And once again, busted coverage in the Rebel secondary, David. Just can't run that wide open on a crossing route and not someone be there with you. I mean, good job by the Sooner offensive line of giving Mateer plenty of time. He finally motioned to Satania to come completely across the field. I guess he had pulled it up. We get another chance to look at it, but he just kept motioning to come across there, and when he caught it, I mean, there's nobody in the frame with him.
Officially a 76-yard TD. The point after attempt is on its way, and it is good by Sandell. The holder's Jacob Earlrich. Ben Amson, the snapper, and we're even just like that, 10-10. Three plays, 83 yards. Gosh, you had them third down, a long four, and let them strike for a big play. 83 total yards, a minute 39. Mateer to Satania again with 76 yards for the TD. Even 10-10 at 14:04 to go second quarter.
Well, we don't know what coverage they're in, David. I don't know if it was zone or what, but, I mean, it obviously flashed across in front of the linebackers. No one went with him there, so it must have been a zone coverage. And then safety never worked that way either, and all of a sudden it's a foot race, and Satania definitely won the foot race.
Let's check with John Darnell, who had the field level view.
I don't know if we got picked or what, but Daughtry had him, and he stopped, and then Mateer did a good job of motioning him to keep running, and he did. He just hit him. Good play by Mateer and the receiver. We just can't have those big plays like that. We just got to do better in the secondary covering those guys.
76 yards, and now Oklahoma is set to kick. It'll be Isaiah Hartrup back to receive, and Tate Sandell ready to kick this one away. Got a good game going. 10-10 now at the 14:04 mark of the second quarter. Still gloomy looking here. A little light, misty rain still falling. But
yeah, low ceiling here in Norman, Oklahoma.
Here's the kick, and this one is definitely returnable. Very short, but a fair catch is going to be called for by Hartrup. Had a chance to return that one. He caught it about the two. So the fair catch will give the Rebels the ball at the 25-yard line. Trying to regain the lead now will be the Ole Miss offense.
Got to get back and score, David. Rebels went up by a touchdown, and then you give up the huge play right there to Satania for 76, and all of a sudden the momentum swings back to Oklahoma. The crowd's back into it, and the Rebels need to go down and grab this effort back.
Injury updates are brought to you by Richard Schwartz & Associates, your Mississippi injury law firm. One call, that's all. Let's check with John, see if anything's going on in that department.
Yeah, we're still good right now. Looks like one of our secondary guys, I think Hall, maybe going in the locker room. I'll check on that for you.
In motion, goes dribbling to the far side on first and 10 to the 25. Here's the handoff, and running left is Lacey. Got room. He's up to the 30. Makes the cut. It's out of block downfield there by
Odom,
and he's had two really good block on the touchdown run. Jones will make the tackle, and Lacey followed that block, at it all the way out to the 38-yard line, a 13-yard pickup, and another bank first down.
Yeah, great job, David, of getting it outside towards the Oklahoma sideline. Nobody there to set the edge, and he made number four miss, and this took off.
First and 10 for Ole Miss, left hash at the 38. And it's going to be a handoff to Lacey again, and he is stacked up after a yard this time. Ran into the teeth of the Oklahoma defense. Not much there. It'll be second down and 9. Reggie Powers and Robert Spears Jennings combine on the stop.
Yeah, good job there stuffing that inside run for sure. Rebels going to continue to try to run just where you got to hold those linebackers with play action.
Two tight ends in. Buckler is also in. You got two side-by-side off the right tackle with Lee standing beside Buckler. Here comes the blitz. Chambliss wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to run, and he's going to be tackled back at the 34. Nobody open deep. And kind of made a late decision to take off and got chased down from behind by Marvin Jones. And so this is a lost yardage play back to the 34, a five-yard loss. It'll be third and 14.
Yeah, I think Marvin Jones, David, was a spy. When Trinidad took off, he just came and ran with him.
They'll credit that as a sack, I'm pretty sure, back
first
to the 34-yard line.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma wants a timeout. 12 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the second quarter.
30-second timeout.
We're tied at 10-10. They want a 30-second timeout here to visit. The Rebels coming up with a third down and long. Third down and 14.
Well, you got a negative play. You just can't get those negative plays in today's game, you know, against this good of a defense. And you don't want to be in third and 14, and that's exactly what Oklahoma put us in right there. I think Jones was a spy on Trinidad, and he really was continually trying to throw the football but couldn't find anybody open, and he just didn't break and run.
You know, it's probably, John, if he had run, he probably could have gotten away from Jones, just immediately decided, I got to go.
Yeah, you said it. He waited just a little bit too long. I think he's waiting on one of our receivers to break open, and we never did. And he just couldn't break the line of scrimmage right there.
Third down for Ole Miss, third and 14 after the 30-second timeout by the Oklahoma defense. Marvin Jones waving his hands to this big crowd, 80,000-plus here in Norman, Oklahoma. Ball toward the right hash. Three receivers will come wide right. The furthest out is Deshaun Stribling. Now the back comes in motion. Lacey, it's an empty set for Chambliss. In the pocket, wants to throw. A flag flies, and he's going to slip and fall back at the 20-yard line trying to reverse his field. And that's going to be a big loss of 14 yards. But we do have a flag down, and they're pointing at the defense. We may get bailed out here. Maybe it's a holding. Now, we told you how offside. Rough the field looked.
Defense, number 32. He's in the neutral zone at the snap. It's a 5-yard penalty. It is third down.
Yeah, Thomas lined up in the neutral zone, David. He doesn't need any extra help. He's so quick, but he did line up in the neutral zone. So the Rebels fortunately get that big loss down back.
Penalty takes it to the 39. So now third down and 9 for Ole Miss. Trips to the left. Four-man front for Oklahoma. That last one, boy, the cleats just came out from under Chambliss. His field's slick. 10-10 game. Rebels trying to move the chains. Got a long one here. Third about 8.5. Oklahoma showing blitz, and here they come with one extra. It's going to be a handoff, and up the gut off the right side of the 43 goes Kewan Lacey. He'll get 4, and the Rebels have 4th and 5 from there.
Yeah, Rebels trying to catch Oklahoma in that rush defense, David, thinking they're going to bring the house against Trinidad Chambliss, and just didn't trick them. Still had plenty of guys inside and picked up a few, but obviously it's a fourth down conversion here. You got to punt it away.
Halton and Stone combining on the stop. So the ball at the 43. Chance to flip the field, though. Zetania back to receive, standing around the 11 or 12 yard line, and Oscar Bird ready to kick for Ole Miss. 10-10 game. Snap back and down, and snap back and a good kick as he drops the punt. At the 12, Satania's going to pick it up and then try to run. He gets a little bit back to about the 14. Kind of a dangerous move by Satania.
Well, he did keep the ball from rolling inside the 10-yard line, and I'm not sure if he was trying to make a move, but his footing came out from under him. He just fell forward for about a yard.
So now Oklahoma's turn with 11:24 to go. We got a timeout. 10-10 score.
Receiving team, number 19. It's half the distance to the goal. It is first down.
So that will be a holding, and
timeout.
We'll take it back to the 7-yard line. And we got a timeout as well on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
This is Rebels Football on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Jack Hoffman.
For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple of fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. Dad has long since desired for me to come work alongside him. And now that I'm here, I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages. Our dining rooms are open and we are taking reservations. Our private rooms are also available along with takeout. Call today or stop in and experience Tico's in the second generation.
Tico's Steakhouse, East County Line Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, who, what? Hey, who, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off. Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
First down.
And Family Fire and the Ad Council.
.24 to go in the second quarter here. We're tied at 10-10, a 47-yard punt by Bird, and then a penalty tacked on that for holding, and Oklahoma's going to have to start first and 10 from their own 5-yard line is where they actually spotted it. Andy Jaffe had the tackle on that play, and they said his knee was down at the...
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.